Hare Krishna. Today I'm reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 13, with the translation and purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Before I do so, allow me to offer my prayers, my humble dandavat pranams, to my spiritual masters. Ma Om Vishnu Bhadaya Krishna Bhistaya Bhutale Simata Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tanamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gaudavani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavati Pasrata Dizatarine Ma Om Vishnu Bhadaya Radhika Ye Priyatmane Simata Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Itinamine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Verse 13. Dehi no smim, yata dehi kaumaram jauvanam jara, tata dehantara praptya, dehiras tatra, Namuyati. Just as the embodied soul gradually passes within the gross physical body from boyhood to youth and to old age, similarly, the soul receives another body at death. An intelligent person is not bewildered by the destruction and rebirth of the body. Purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. The following point may be raised. Since the soul is associated with the body will also be an object of our love. Furthermore, those who are related to the body, such as sons, brothers, relatives, and grandsons, they will also be the objects of our love. When they die, therefore, we will certainly feel grief. So Sri Bhagavan, Lord Krishna, speaks this verse beginning with Dehinaha in answer to this. The soul within the body attains boyhood, and at the end of boyhood he attains youth, and at the end of youth he enters old age. Similarly, upon losing his body, he attains another body. One does not grieve at the close of boyhood and youth, which are objects of love due to our relationship with the Atma. Therefore, one should not grieve for the loss of the body itself, which is also an object of love due to its relationship with the Atma. If a person laments when he passes from youth into old age, then he must feel happy when he attains youth at the loss of boyhood. Therefore, you should feel happy, because when Bhishma and Drona lose their old bodies, they will attain new ones. Or you should consider that just as the body grows and attains various stages, the same jiva, the same soul, also attains different types of bodies. So the word dehi means the soul or jiva, which is unchangeable. The body, however, is subject to transformation. Even when the body undergoes changes from boyhood to youth to old age and finally death, the embodied soul does not undergo any change. It remains ever the same. Therefore, it is not proper to lament for the loss of the body, just as when one advances from boyhood to youth, one feels happiness instead of grief. Similarly, after death, one attains a new, able and beautiful body. Why then should one feel distress? Rather, one should only feel happiness. King Jayati became old in his youth because he was cursed by his father-in-law, Sukracharya. In great distress, he humbly begged forgiveness at the feet of Sukracharya to please his daughter, who was married to the king. So Kacharya gave him the boon that he could exchange his old age for the youth of any of his young sons. His eldest son, Yadu, refused because he wanted to worship the Lord. But his youngest son, by the name Puru, gave his youth and accepted the old age of his father. And in this way, Jayati became young and enjoyed with his queens. In the company of his sons and grandsons, he considered himself very happy. And finally, however, he understood that all these pleasures were temporary and the cause of unlimited misery. He returned his son's youth to him and instead went to the forest to perform internal worship, which is called bhajan, of Bhagavan, and this can be found in the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.18.1-51. Therefore, at the loss of an old, weak and withered body, it is appropriate to feel happy, knowing that a healthy, strong and beautiful new body will soon be obtained. Thank you. Hare Krishna.